You are about to listen to an archived edition from an episode of Charlottesville Community Engagement, this one from October 24th, 2022. Tensions are running high across the country as Election Day approaches, and many members of one of the two American political parties continue to insist that the 2020 presidential election was stolen. It wasn't. The University of Virginia's Center for Politics held a forum last week to discuss the upcoming elections, and this was moderated by Christopher Krebs, who served as the United States Director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. He said much of the threat dates back to Russian efforts to hack the 2016 elections.
Had three different components. First was attempts to get into voter registration databases and other systems related to administering elections. The second was targeting and hacking into political campaigns, the DNC, the Hillary Clinton campaign. And the third is this more pernicious, drawn-out disinformation campaign that's really rooted in the entirety of Russian information operation doctrine going back a century or more.
Krebs said the Russian campaign was intended to destabilize democracy, and not much was done to shore up security systems.
And there were domestic actors that saw the playbook run in 2016 and adapted it to their own measures.
Krebs says he is concerned about continued efforts to falsely claim that President Joe Biden was not elected, as well as continued attacks on election workers. He said death threats are common.
It's part of, unfortunately, doing business as election workers right now, and that is leading to a retreat, an exodus from the workforce, which in turn kind of turns out to be a form of almost voter suppression.
That's because fewer election workers will mean fewer precincts will be open and there will be longer lines. Krebs said there's also a strategy to radicalize election workers. Barbara Comstock served two terms in the U.S. House of Representatives in Virginia's former 10th District. The Republican politician is now involved in Issue 1 and the National Council for Elections Security.
I am, for the first time in my life, a single-issue voter. I've never been really a single-issue voter. I was a conservative Republican, but now my issue is democracy and before any other issue. And if you aren't going to respect elections and who wins and who loses, you can't have any other issues, before that.
Comstock said she is concerned about candidates who have already declared they will not accept the election results unless they win.
Those kind of situations are going to repeat themselves throughout the country, and we're a 50-50 country. I won my first election by 422 votes.
Comstock said on that night she knew where the votes were coming in because she was familiar with how they were counted. She said many with conspiracy theories have never worked an election before.
And these are people who, had never, just didn't understand anything about retail politics. They were just people who were preaching to the choir, hung out with everybody who thought the way they did, and never knocked on a door.
Renee DiRista, research manager at the Stanford Internet Observatory, has been studying rumors that circulate online about perceived election fraud.
When somebody believes that their ballot has been invalidated because they were given a Sharpie marker at the polls, and they remember being a kid in school and being told you can't use a Sharpie marker on a Scantron, and then they believe that there's a vast plot to steal the election from them, because that's kind of where the political climate is in this country at this point. Those claims tend to go viral. And so one of the things that we look at Stanford is how those claims go viral, where, among what communities, where on the internet.
DiResta said the Sharpie argument has come back again in Arizona during the 2022 race. She said she's part of something called the Election Integrity Partnership, which is a nonpartisan coalition to help groups that want to fight disinformation by crowdsourcing responses by helping to find the right messenger to convey correct information.
That person who is a trusted counter messenger counter speaks to the people in their communities. They don't want to hear Stanford Internet Observatory thinks that your claim about Sharpie markers is wrong, because who the hell are we, right? We're ivory tower academics. We have no trust. We have no resonance in that community. But the local election officials theoretically do, because they're members of the community.
Siva Vadhyanathan, the Robertson Professor of Media Studies and Director of the Center for Media and Citizenship at the University of Virginia, said democracies have been under attack across the world in the past decade. He said a lot of this builds off the stoking of fears, and that's happening here with other Americans.
We're now in a situation in this country of all countries where we don't have a romance of democracy. We don't have something that moves us to believe deeply in the power of each other, right? In the shared future that we all have, whether we admit it or not.
Thank you for listening to this archive production of Charlottesville Community Engagement, a story that lives on through the magic of Information Charlottesville, another service of Town Crier Productions. Visit infoseville.com for more.